having Ann Martha Bang from Forever Homes with us
this morning.
Good morning,
welcome. And pre-Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see the guys from Air Comfort, just to give them a little extra plug. They put in my air conditioner and furnace, and they did amazing. And they call me when it has to have a service, and so call them. They do great
work. Let's talk a little bit about Forever Homes and how things are going right now.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of people coming in, maybe looking for a pet for the holidays?
Oh, gosh. You know, sometimes, and we don't really encourage adoptions as gifts. I get it. Like, you're like, my kids already have everything. They've been asking me for a cat or a dog or whatever. Like, as long as you have, as a family, discussed what that is going to entail and whose job is it going to be to feed and, you know, walk and do all of these things, as long as, you know, we get a good feeling that this is something that you've been thinking about for some time, not just we decided today we're going to go get a kitten or a puppy or whatever.
Right.
Again, we don't encourage animals as gifts, but if it's a type of situation where your kids have been begging for years and you finally decide they're old enough to handle the responsibility, and you've been talking about it for a long time, and you decide as a family that this is going to be your family participating Christmas event, we can be on board with that. We're just going to talk to you and make sure that you're not making a rash decision, because, you know, when you adopt a pet, it is for their lifetime, which can, you know, be 10, 15 with cats, even 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So we just want to make sure that, you know, we're doing our due diligence and placing animals in responsible pet ownership type homes. And we're here to support you after that.
Yeah.
After the adoption, and we'll do a trial stay so that you can kind of, you know, get a feel and decide, because we have had people that haven't had a pet for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And maybe they've been a one pet family for a long time and they want to add a second. And that second one comes for that trial stay and they're like, wow, that is it's too much for what we have going on.
When folks do that, I mean, it's not free, right?
No.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the services at Forever Homes. So when someone does adopt a pet of any kind, there is a cost.
There is an adoption fee, and we structure our adoption fees by age of animal. So like cats and kittens are divided into three groups: kittens, which we consider under a year, adults, which are 1 to 7 years, and then seniors are above 7. Our typical adoption fees are $150 for kittens, $100 for adults, and I think $50 or $75 for seniors. We don't have that many, so it's hard for me to remember. But and actually, right now we're doing half off kittens and adults through the end of the month. We experienced this last year too, when, you know, the weather started to turn chilly. We got inundated with cats. The beginning of the week this week, we had something like 90 cats in custody.
Oh, whoa.
It's a lot.
Wow.
And then I checked with CARE, and their in custody number the other day was 167. So just here in Fremont alone, between two agencies of adoption, there are over 250 homeless cats and kittens. Okay. So thank you for the...
Yow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, our adoption fees are listed on our website, which is fetchingforeverhomes.org, for both dogs and cats. And you can view our adoptables there. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that segue, because free is not free. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of posts on Facebook. There's a lot of different rehoming pet pages and all these kinds of things. And, you know, I do see a lot, like, kittens, you know, free to good home or whatever. Okay, well, those are kittens that have not been seen by a vet.
Right.
Those are kittens that have not been spayed or neutered, vaccinated, dewormed, none of those things, typically. Okay, like, there's my disclaimer.
Right.
When we vet a kitten, it costs us, fully vetted, $140. We adopt them out for $150. So nobody's making any money here.
You're making a huge amount of money.
We're losing money on almost every animal we adopt out. So, you know, when you are seeing those free to good home posts and you're like, oh, cool, I've wanted a kitten for a long time. Like, and my $140 cost is my rescue discount, how we're able to, mm-hmm. you know, buy things direct from the manufacturer and get them less expensively. I would venture to guess if you're going to go vet your own kitten, you're going to spend $250 plus at your vet.
Right, right.
So, you know, not that all of those cats and kittens don't need good homes too, but that kind of backs me up to why spaying and neutering is so important.
Yes.
Like if you have kittens free to good home, you didn't need those kittens to begin with and you probably didn't want them. Mm-hmm. That can be easily prevented with a $75 appointment mm-hmm. to spay or neuter. And I've said this before, like I love cats and kittens, but I'm so tired. We're running cats and kittens to the vet almost every day for spays and neuters.
Yeah.
We have so many. So, you know, along with that, like just to kind of throw out some general numbers about Forever Home's budget, like, yes, we have a contract with the city. I think everybody thinks because that contract pays us $240,000 a year that we're rich. Well, let me break that down for you.
Yeah.
Payroll in a month runs about $17,000. Our mm-hmm. contract payment per month is 20. We pay rent and utilities because we don't own our building. By the time we pay rent and utilities, that 20 grand is gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
With the payroll. So the community's generous donations, monetarily, blankets, all of those things help us keep our costs down of us having to do, you know, different types of fundraisers. And that takes manpower too. Most other than the staff running, you know, the walking dogs and cleaning the cat kennels and all of those things day to day, all of everything else is performed by volunteers. I'm a volunteer. Like I have a full-time job that I work outside of the rescue. So, you know, if you're feeling generous or you're looking for that tax
write-off, donation, receipt, or whatever
before the end of the year, we could really use, you know, some financial support.
Yeah.
And it pains me to have to ask for money. I do not like talking about money. It's just stupid. But it makes the world go around, right? Like everything costs money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking to do one of those things, get a hold of us. You know, your financial donation will absolutely write you a receipt. We're a 501c3 nonprofit and we can do that for you. I just was having we kind of keep this spreadsheet of spays and neuters and what they cost. And just at the one clinic alone, like as of yesterday, I was at about 30 grand.
Wow.
So, you know, and if anyone needs help, owner assistance, spaying or neutering, cat, dog, whatever, look us up. I can help you get a lower cost appointment. We're happy to do that and even provide some transport there.
As far as events coming up right now, really nothing until January, right?
Correct. Yep. So we will have, we've got a post out for holiday dog walkers over Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And I think that's pretty full. We'll be putting another sign up out for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
And we love having the public come in on those days. If you know, sometimes different families don't get together on Christmas and you're like, well, what are we going to do today? You know,
looking at each other.
You know, come on down and walk a few dogs or snuggle a few cats or whatever. So there's that. And then we will be doing our monthly nail trim and microchipping event, I think January 7th. It'd be the first Sunday of every month is typically when we do that.
What time?
2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And
get there early, folks.
Get there early. There's usually like a line out of the parking lot by quarter to two. So, you know, get there early and be patient. We just ask that you wait with your pets in your car and everybody gets their turn.
Okay. Very good. What's the best ways to reach you?
So phone number is 402-979-8800. And you can also text that line. Staff usually has their hands busy during the day.
Right.
So if you call and leave a message, we will get back to you. Texting is also available on that line. And it's much easier because whatever volunteer happens to see your message during the day, they can get you responded to. Website is fetchingforeverhomes.org. Any general information you're looking for, what we have available for adoption, what adoption fees are, what our hours are, all those kinds of things are on there. And then our biggest means of communicating with the public is our Facebook page. Okay. Post all strays mm-hmm. and things there. So if you're yeah. looking for a pet, you can check that out. But yeah, I all hope right. everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah.